This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A vote is expected shortly in the House of Representatives on the budget bill President Trump and the Republicans say will stimulate the U.S. economy and make America safer, and Democrats say will grow the deficit by providing tax cuts mostly to the wealthy and by gutting Medicaid. Recent Premier League soccer champion Liverpool Football Club suffering the loss of one of its top players, Diogo Jota, killed in a car crash in Spain along with his younger brother. Both Jota and his brother also played for Portugal's national team. Sean Diddy Combs is still behind bars this morning, the judge in his case refusing to grant bail after he was convicted, but of lesser charges in the sex trafficking case. Outside the courthouse, this supporter says,
I always felt like they had, you know, a lot of bogus charges against him. Maybe some were substantiated, others weren't. And I mean, I feel like he got rightfully his just due today.
The judge did agree to possibly move Combs' sentencing up. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. In a 4-3 decision Wednesday, a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling makes way for a return to the state's previous status allowing regulated abortions. The court ruled an 1849 law against infanticide was superseded by several other state laws in a previous court ruling that the 1849 law didn't apply to elective abortions. Reactions to the ruling include Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who said the decision affirms continued access to reproductive health care and ensures that Wisconsin women won't have to live in a state that bans nearly all abortions. State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu called the decision a sad day for the state of Wisconsin. And Governor Evers assigned bills to bolster nuclear power in Wisconsin. One provides the State Public Service Commission with $2 million to evaluate existing nuclear energy opportunities. The other bill creates a Nuclear Power Summit Board to host a summit in Madison in 2028. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, and we'll see temperatures tumbling into the low to mid-60s, a light breeze. Thursday, a few showers and storms developing, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid and upper 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, our handcrafted family secret since 1976. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 76.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you, 6:03 with Leonard Skinner on Max FM.
I miss Alabama once again, and I think it's the same. is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits. 99.7. Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:12 on a beautiful Thursday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the afternoon. It will be mostly sunny, a high of 88. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, partly cloudy with a low of 69 degrees. On July 4th, we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, turning mostly sunny, hot, and humid. High of 91 degrees, heat index values 96 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear, beautiful night for fireworks with a low of 73. on Saturday. Showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm in the morning. Shower and thunderstorm chances continue throughout the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 89. Sunday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms are possible. Mostly sunny, high of 81. Currently 65 degrees outside the Max FM studios. We're looking forward to having a beautiful day for fireworks tomorrow night. Yes, it'll be hot and humid, so that means drink plenty of beverages. And what I'm referring to is water, Gatorade, and so forth. I know people have some of those other beverages. I'm not sure what I'll be having, but it'll be either water or Gatorade, most likely. Or something else fun of the non-adult beverage kind of things. And this story came across my feed this morning, and I was laughing because McDonald's wants to give us all heartburn before 10 o'clock in the morning. They announced a new spicy McMuffin will hit their breakfast menu next week for a limited time. There are three versions of it, Wendy. Look at this. A spicy egg McMuffin, a spicy sausage McMuffin, and a spicy sausage McMuffin with egg. All they did is add their spicy pepper sauce on top. It's the same sauce that's on their spicy McCrispy sandwich. You'll be able to get those starting Tuesday, July 8th. They haven't said how long they'll stick around for. Wendy, what are your thoughts on having a spicy breakfast sausage in the morning?
Not happening, Dave.
That is heartburn waiting to happen. No way.
Doesn't excite me in the least.
Me neither. So yeah, Wendy was walking by my studio here this morning, so had to get her poll on this one. And I'm going to be talking about something else that Wendy's a little bit familiar with the next break. And I'm going to see if she'll weigh in on this one, because she's going to be looking at me like, really, Dave? And yeah, that does happen. I get the look. You know, it's like Rock said, every once in a while I do get that look from her. Well, who am I kidding? I get it all the time, but when I saw this breakfast sandwich, there's no way I would have it. I do not want to have heartburn that early in the morning from eating something that spicy. I want something that's going to taste good. And plus, I don't want breakfast burning my mouth. If I want something spicy, I'm going to wait till lunch or dinner at least, and then at least make sure I have the Tums handy, because that's also a new staple in the household right now as well. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how well that goes over. So yeah, you can start your morning off with a spicy breakfast sausage from McDonald's. That is something that's very interesting. It's a hard no for me. So, concerts on the square back tonight on the courthouse lawn. Those should be held outside, provided the weather cooperates. We do have a slight chance of showers, but it looks like we should be able to hopefully get those in. We'll see what happens. So, current plan is concerts on the square, 7 p.m. on the courthouse lawn. If the weather does become an issue, they would move it inside to the Al Ringling Theater. We'll provide updates on air if that does happen. We do actively monitor all these situations. We actually do monitor the weather as well. And if we do have any weather issues later on today, we'll report on those, or even tomorrow over the weekend. We always have somebody on standby keeping tabs on the weather. We break in if needed and if there's changes. So we're here all weekend with you. We'll all be off tomorrow. We'll have Joe Cortez in tomorrow with Retro Pop Reunion while Backtracks USA 80s and 90s with Kid Kelly. Tomorrow's the plan. So we'll all have off, but myself and Wendy and Corey will be monitoring things along with Mace Michaels. So if need be, we do break in. So yeah, even though we're off in air quotes, we are still here as well. And a little bit of a staycation in our world. We were supposed to be doing something else, obviously, with having the one arm. That made it a little bit more difficult. So we're doing a little staycation, going to do some fun things around the house, catch up on a few things. I've got a little reading to catch up on and maybe some streaming. I have not got to do any streaming yet, so that's on the agenda. Oh yeah, and watching Fast and Furious 10. We got to do that. We talked about that. We have not watched that yet, so some movies are also on. And of course, Baraboom's fireworks. We're going to go see those. That's happening tomorrow night starting at 5 p.m. at the UW Baraboo Platteville Sauk County campus. There's going to be music there, kids' activities. You can get some adult beverages. Blacker Brothers Band will be there at 7 p.m. And then the festival fireworks will begin at dusk. So that'll be right around 9:30. And Max FM's proud to be a sponsor of that as well. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports in the B-52s on Max FM.
The Mets beat the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski was off to one of the best starts for a pitcher in the history of baseball. Last night, though, he ran into a little trouble, loaded the bases, then gave up a grand slam. The Mets beat the Brewers 7-3. Pat Murphy on why he had to pull Mizorowski out after 3 2/3 innings.
Ball wasn't coming off his fingers the same way. It was kind of like one time he let it go back here, the next time out here, and you could see he was pushing it sometimes, and his whole body was not in sync.
So now Mizorowski's record is 3 wins and 1 loss. Earlier in the day, the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins, and Joey Ortiz hit his first career Grand Slam, giving credit to teammate Freddy Peralta.
You see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with Sports on Mike Clemens. 99.7 Mets FM.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway, looking for the love.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:26 on a beautiful Thursday morning. We'll have a full look at our weather forecast in just moments. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. You know, I saw this morning. I'm like, I have to play it this morning because a public service message from dogs about the 4th of July. So again, this is a public service message from dogs about the 4th of July.
Is your dog not going to the bathroom on the carpet? Has it been ages since your little puppy has ripped up a brand new couch? Miss the days of your dog incessantly barking all night? Introducing 4th of July fireworks. This 4th of July, your neighbors will be lighting off fireworks all night long and getting your carpet soiled by your dog like the good old days. Say goodbye to that beautiful couch and goodbye to a good night's rest. 4th of July fireworks. This sucks.
Yes, it does. And I can tell you, we had them going off last night already. And, you know, it is what it is. I realize people go by them and decide that that's how they're going to celebrate. I know we'll have a lot more of them tonight, tomorrow night, probably Saturday night, Sunday. And who am I getting for the next week? And yes, our dog is not excited about them because he can't see them. And then he thinks he needs to bark at them. The neighbor dog joins in on the chorus as well. So, yes, it was not a good night's sleep, but it didn't have anything to do with fireworks, unfortunately for me. It has stuff to do with all the other things going on, but the fireworks portion will just compound it, I'm sure. And as a reminder, if you do live in the city of Baraboo, if it goes up or blows up, it's illegal. So yes, that's something to keep in mind if you're going to be getting fireworks or something along those lines. Make sure you're doing it safely. We want everyone to have all 10 digits on Monday morning and be safe if you are doing it. You know, and if you're thinking about buying fireworks, maybe instead make a donation to the local humane stand. Go to sockhumane.org, make that donation in the Sauk County area. But maybe consider that instead, because that money will go a long way helping out our shelter pets. And so, and it's just a reminder for all of us to also be patient with our neighbors as well. People are going to do that. And I know that our law enforcement's already busy enough, so they are not able to respond to all those calls of the fireworks that people are personally setting off for their 4th of July festivities as well. So please be considerate for them as well. They have a lot on their plate as well. I don't envy anyone. I know that it'll be a busy weekend for that, and I'm looking forward to the fireworks being in the area. I mean, that's something that we always enjoy. And again, Baraboo's is back. But thank you to Festival Fireworks for that. This Friday, UW-Baraboo-Platteville, Sauk County campus, all the fun starts at 5 p.m. So there's going to be live music, food, some adult beverages, Blacker Brothers Band at 7 p.m., fireworks at dusk, which we're estimating about 9:30 p.m. So stop on over for that. Max FM's proud to be a sponsor of that with Baker Staging, Back Row Baraboo Motors. It's just such a great event. And then don't forget on Saturday, Farmers Market as well. So that is going to be back in downtown Baraboo, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So many fun things happening this weekend. Coming up, you'll hear about our big deal of the day. This is a great deal for summer. So check that out and look at weather on Max FM. Big
deals. Today's big deal of the day. Make Sandy Shores Tubing in Mauston part of your affordable getaway this summer, located just 15 minutes from Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the big pond with an inflatable obstacle course, which includes runways, tunnels, large slides, trampolines, mountain climbing, balance beams, and more. Your kids will love it. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking dirt beers on a Friday. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Baraboo State Bank, a cornerstone of the Baraboo area since 1857, is proud to help sponsor the 99.7 Max FM broadcast at the 2025 Sauk County Fair. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, and we'll see temperatures tumbling into the low to mid 60s, a light breeze. Thursday, a few showers and storms developing, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid and upper 80s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, our handcrafted family secret since 1976. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 76.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:36 on a beautiful Thursday morning. Don't forget to text those birthdays and anniversaries in 608-355-9970. We'll be celebrating today's birthdays, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as well as anniversaries at 7:40. Also, thank you to Melissa, who suggested the Thunder shirt for dogs who do not like fireworks. Appreciate that. Here's Atlanta Miles on Max FM.
Sky.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 641 on Thursday morning. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the afternoon. It'll be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 88. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, partly cloudy with a low of 69. On Friday, July 4th, it'll be mostly sunny, hot and humid with a high of 91. A slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Friday night, it'll be mostly clear. Perfect night for fireworks with a low of 73. On Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny and hot, high of 89, chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 81. Currently, 68 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Now, this story I definitely chuckled this morning about, and I have a little segue on this one, of course. Chuck E. Cheese announced a new spinoff chain specifically for adults. It's called Chuck's Arcade. The first 10 opened this week in malls across the U.S. This is basically a normal arcade like you used to see in every mall, but some of them also serve food and alcohol. A lot of regular Chuck E. Cheese's locations serve beer and wine for the obvious reasons. Each location has newer games like Halo, but also classic games like Mortal Kombat and Asteroids. And yes, you can even earn tickets and win prizes. Kids are welcome too, but they really tried to sell the adult angle in the press release, calling it a new spinoff of a modern-day love letter to the games and people who made Chuck E. Cheese's great. I know one of those people that made Chuck E. Cheese's great. The nostalgia-grabbing classic games kind of seem like the only parts that make it an adult arcade, though. Other than that, they're just scaled-down versions of what you'd see in a normal Chuck E. Cheese. Now, each location will also have an original member of Chuck E. Cheese's animatronic band on display, so you can take pictures and show your child how terrifying it was to be a kid in the 80s and 90s. Now, I know somebody who used to be in one of those Chuck E. Cheese costumes. Yes. And, you know, she is somebody that actually works here at Max FM. And she's our Sunday night host. She'll actually be filling in tonight, 8 p.m. to midnight. It is our very own Wendy. Yes, Wendy used to be Chuck E. Cheese. And I can tell you how much she loved being Chuck E. Cheese, because we still laugh about it all of these years later. We'll just leave it at it was a fond memory. Maybe we'll see if she's going to get dressed back up as Chuck E. Cheese. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a comeback for that. She hasn't walked back into the studio, so that's either a good thing or she's waiting until I'm done talking. And yeah, I won't be back. No, just kidding. She would never do that to me. I only have one good arm right now. So yes, Chuck E. Cheese Adult Arcade. It's kind of interesting to say the least. Been a long time since I've been to one of those, and I'm kind of chuckling about it. I was to one, I think, once as a kid, maybe. I can't really say for 100% certainty, but yeah, that was definitely interesting to hear that story this week, that is making a comeback. So yes, Chuck E. Cheese making a comeback. That is kind of crazy. Coming up, we will get you back into that 50-minute music hour with Yes in the Cars on Max FM.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the gem city? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
World Finance, with offices in Baraboo and Reedsburg, welcomes you to the Sauk County Fair. World Finance helps customers navigate their financial challenges, offering loans from $300 to $8,000. Stop at the office or call 608-356-2294.
It's Christmas at the Habitat Restore. It's Christmas in July. If you need some new shutters or replace some old gutters, we got all the building supplies. You might need some shingles for your rooftop or hardware for your patio. Santa's gonna wait till December, so today it's the place you need to go. It's Christmas at the Restore, and if you're looking for some cheer, you can do a little shopping or leave a donation. You can always volunteer.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time.
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Maximum hits.
Move yourself.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:51 on a beautiful Thursday morning. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to look at national news, regional news, and an update on that weather forecast. Going to be steamy. Here are the cars you might think on Max FM.
Sun fell down. You kept it going.
RPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise. Playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. You big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, you're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right.
my dues. Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my. And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries has been talking for hours against the budget bill President Trump has said he wants passed by the 4th of July.
This one big, ugly bill will hurt the quality of life of hardworking American taxpayers, and it's all designed to put a happy smile on the face of billionaires. That is inconsistent with the Declaration of Independence and what we should be celebrating on July 4th.
Republicans say the bill will return economic prosperity to America and cut waste and fraud. A vote is expected this morning. 18 people shot, 4 killed in a drive-by shooting in Chicago. It happened outside a nightclub. Police say a car pulled up. Those inside opened fire. Then the car sped away. The government releases new jobs numbers today. Hiring expected to have slowed last month. Unemployment expected to have risen to about 4.3%, according to most economists. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. In a 4-3 decision Wednesday, a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling makes way for a return to the state's previous status allowing regulated abortions. The court ruled an 1849 law against infanticide was superseded by several other state laws in a previous court ruling that the 1849 law didn't apply to elective abortions. Reactions to the ruling include Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who said the decision affirms continued access to reproductive health care and ensures that Wisconsin women won't have to live in a state that bans nearly all abortions. State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu called the decision